Today's shiur is Daf Kuf Yud Dalet, and we're going to begin on Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, five lines from the bottom. The pasuk in Yeshaya says, "V'tachas kvoidai," under the covet, well, that's what we're going to be speaking about. Yikoy yikoy kikoy eish, a fire burns. What happened there was, Sennacherib had gathered together 185,000 troops to fight against Klal Yisrael, and they had spoken against Hashem. That night Hashem sent a malach, and he burnt all 185,000 troops. There's a three-way machloikis exactly what happened. Amar Rav Yochanan v'takas kvoidoi v'lo kvoidoi mamish, under their clothing but not the clothing themselves, because Rav Yochanan tamei. Rav Yochanan, like we said yesterday, Rav Yochanan called him manim chudasei. He called his clothing his honor. So when the pasuk says under the clothing, means that their bodies under the clothing got burnt, but not the clothing. Rav Elezer holds the exact same thing as Rav Yochanan, that their bodies got burnt, not the clothing. But he gets there in a different direction. He says v'tachas kvoidoi, tachas kvoidoi mamish. Kvoidoi refers to their body, and it means the tachas kvoide, in the place of their body, eish, there was fire. Rav Shmuel ben Nachmani omar that what happened was tachas kvoidoi kisreves b'nei Aaron. What happened here was, it was similar to the way the b'nei Aaron died. Malahal and sreves neshama, the guf kayim, that their souls got burned, but their guf stayed whole. Avkan sreves neshama, the guf kayim. So like Rashi explains, he calls kvoidoi the body, but he says tachas means under. Tachas kvoidoi, under the body, that means the neshama under the body got burnt. Amar Rav Acha bar Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan, Menayin l'shinui b'godim min ha-Torah. How do you know that, depending on the situation, you have to change clothing? Shenemar, uposhas b'godov, lavavish b'godim acherim. One of the avoidance the Kohen had to do was the Trumas Adeshin, taking out the ashes. Now obviously, taking out the ashes is not as significant as bringing a carbon. So the pasuk says that you use different clothing for that avoider than for the avoider of bringing the carbonus. Tanaber is small. Lemdachatar der cheretz begadim shabishal behen today le rabbi, the clothing you use to cook al yimzuk ben kais rabbi, you don't use to serve. You use nicer clothing here too. Depending on the situation, that's the clothing you wear. What's relevant to us? Back to what we learned yesterday, that Shabbos, you have to have nicer clothing than during the week. As the Ben Ishchai, we already explained that yesterday, that v'chibadatoi, that in Shabbos you have to have nicer clothing. So why do we need to learn it again? So he says, for two reasons. He says, let's say a person has limited means, and there's only that much he could do with his money. Should he buy Shabbos clothing, or should he use it for something else on Shabbos? So the Ben Ishchai says, since the Gemara proved from two different places that you're supposed to change clothing on Shabbos, that's the first thing you should do. That's the first thing you should do. Another teretz he gives, a very nice teretz. He says like this, let's say, what do you wear? During the week, you wear a suit, and on Shabbos, you wear a suit. So maybe a person who has different begotten for Shabbos, he wears a bekesher. So, okay, so he has to change. But a person who wears a suit during the week, and he wears a suit in Shabbos, so maybe he could wear, it's a suit is a suit. How do I know that even then you have to change? That's what the Gemara says, that you have to have, even if you wear a suit, you should wear a different suit Shabbos than during the week. Says the Gemara Vaita, Amar Rav Chibar Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan, G'naylu Talmud Chacham Sheyetz Mislaim HaMetolayim L'Shok. It's embarrassing that Talmud Chacham should walk out publicly with shoes that are patched up. Asked the Gemara, Rav Acha b'Chanina Nofik, he walked out that way. Amar Rav Acha b'Reda Rav Nachman, b'Taloy Agab b'Taloy. If they have one patch, it's not a problem. A double patch is an issue. V'Amar Rav Chibar Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan, Kol Talmud Chacham Shenimtzer Rivava Bigdoy, a Talmud Chacham that a grease stain is found on his clothing, Chayv Misa. Shenema, Kol Masniyai, Kol Masanai O Avimavis. All people that hate me love death. Altikr Masanai, Ela Masniyai. What does it mean? So Rashi explains, if a Talmud Chacham goes dressed not nicely, he causes people to dislike Torah, because that's how a Talmud Chacham gets dressed. Because Kol Masniyai, somebody who makes people hate Torah, Ela Avimavis, are subject to death. Others say that nobody's going to want to hear a shiur from somebody who's dressed not nicely. So those people who won't come to learn will be distanced from Torah. So I have a mavis that brings death. I saw an unbelievable thing from the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish said, Rav Nissim Karelov says this in the name of the Chazon Ish. He says, a poor person can't afford to buy always a new hat. This is what he said. So if you can't afford to buy a new hat, nobody can have any complaints to you. You can't afford it. But nobody has an excuse not to brush his hat. That, a Talmud Chacham, he doesn't have money, so he can't buy a new hat, but he has to brush his hat. Says the Gemara. Ravina Amar, Ravadit Mar. It's not grease that's usher, it's semen, Shechta Zera. And there's really no machlaikis, Habaglima, Habalavusha. On the outer garment, it's referring to grease. On the inner garment, it's referring to Shechta Zera. Varav Chibar Abba Amrab Yachan, Maidik Siv. Kasha holach avdi Yishayahu, like my servant Yishayahu went, Arav v'yachav. What is arm? Arm means arm begodim. It doesn't mean that he was without clothing. It means begodim bloom. He wore torn clothing. V'yachav b'mnoim hataloyim. It means with torn shoes. To show the tzoros the Klal Yisrael were in. The halacha is that if somebody has to go to a mikveh, he's not allowed to have a chatzitza. He's not have anything separating between him and the mikveh. Now, if what is a chatzitza covers the majority of what has to be immersed, it's for sure a chatzitza. Let's say it's not a majority, it doesn't take most of the area up, but it is something that bothers the person. So even though it's a small amount, it's considered a chatzitza. Says the Gemara, Tanan Hossam, there's a Mishnah Masechta Mikvos, Revav Al Merdeya, a grease stain on the saddle of a donkey, choytzitz is a chatzitza. Rishim Gamlielimer, atki isra talki. How large of that stain? The size of an isra talki, which was a coin. Valbegodim, what about a stain on a garment? Says the Gemara, mitzad echor, ain't a choytzitz. If it's only one side, it's not a chatzitza. Mishnei tzadim, but if it goes through and through, it's a chatzitza. Rav Yehuda says the name of Rishmol, af mitzad echad, choytzitz, even from one side, if it doesn't go through, it's still a chatzitza. Madas, what about a chatzitza on a donkey saddle? Mitzad echad, or mishnei tzadim? So the way the Mefarshim explained the Gemara's question is like this. This question is obviously only according to the man, the Omer, that holds that by a person, from one side is a chatzitza. Because if you hold that even by a person it's only a chatzitza by two sides, certainly a donkey is not more stringent than a person. And by donkey it also have to be two sides. The question is, this man d'amar holds that by person one side is a chatzitza. Now we want to know, what is this man d'amar going to hold by a donkey? Amalei, so he responded, Zulay Shemati, this specific question I didn't hear. However, Kiyot by Shemati, I heard a similar question. That man, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, Shabanoi mitzad echad, the clothing of a banoim, and we'll see in a minute, that means Talmid Chacham, at least at this point, it's a chatzitza, even if there's a stain from one side, the Shabor Mishnei Tzadim. By an Amoritz, it's a chatzitza only when it goes through. Says the Gemara, V'loitei Mardas, Chshuvim Bigdash L'Amoritz. If by an Amoritz, still a human being, it's only chatzitza when it goes through both sides. Certainly, by a donkey, it's only chatzitza when it goes through both sides. Says the Gemara, my banoim, who are these banoim? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Eilu Talmid Chachamim, it refers to Talmid Chachamim, she'oiskim v'binyonan shel yoilim kol yimeyim. They create the world, they keep the world going with their Torah. So I saw a beautiful verse from the Satmar Rebbe. The Satmar Rebbe says that the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, al shlosh dvarim ha'olam oimed, al ha'torah v'al avodah v'al gemilas chasadim. So the world stands on three things. What does the Gemara here refer to? Only one, Talmid Chachamim. Nothing about avodah, nothing about gemilas chasadim. He also asks, the Mishnah doesn't say that they build the world, the Mishnah says they keep the world standing. So why does the Gemara say that they build? So he says there's two concepts. There's one concept of keeping the world going. Keeping the world going, Torah v'Avodah Gemilas Chasadim, like the Mishnah says. But in Mitzvah Hashem, soon we're going to have Mashiach, and the third base of Mikdash Where would the third Beis HaMikdash come? It's going to come down, we know, from Shemayim, from heaven. Who built that? Who's going to build that? How's that Beis HaMikdash being built? So the Sforim say that Beis HaMikdash is being built from the Torah we learned. But Noam Eila Talmid HaChachamim, you know why? Because they're building the Beis HaMikdash. Uvnei Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh Beher B'Yameinu. What's Beher B'Yameinu? B'Yameinu, in our days. Even if we don't see it, we're building Yerushalayim with the Torah that we learn. V'Yam Rabbi Yochanan. Eze Talmud Chacham Shemachzirin Le'avid Veda B'Tvi Yisayin. The Gemara says in Masech Tuba Metzi that if somebody finds something lost, it's only returned if the person who claims that he lost it could give a simon, could prove that it's his. But a Talmud Chacham, the Gemara says, if he says it's his, even though he can't give a simon, it's okay. Who is that person? Zah makbla chaluka lahavchay. Somebody who's careful to make sure that everything that he wears is worn properly. So the way the Mefarshim explains like this. We're obviously not talking about a jacket or a coat. Nobody, if somebody accidentally puts on his coat upside down, everybody's going to change it. But let's say we're talking about an undershirt. So if somebody's undershirt is upside down, who knows? But a Talmud Chacham is makbid even on his undershirt. So we see that this person is careful about everything being done right. He'll also be careful to say what's mine is mine and what's not mine is not mine. There's another word from the Gra. The Gra says like this. The Rambam says that the right way a person should always walk is the Shvil Hazov, the middle way. But says the Rambam, let's say somebody has a character flaw. Let's say a person's stingy. So how do you correct it? You go to the other direction. You let him be very generous and then he'll come out in the middle. Like a tree, he says. If a tree is leaning to one side, you lean it to the other side and then it'll come out to the middle. He knows how to go from one extreme to the other extreme to end up in the middle. Says the Gemara. Who is the Talmud Chacham that we could appoint to run a community? Somebody who could ask a shayla in any subject and he can answer. Masech Tekala is Machlokes Rishonim, what that means. Rashi learns that at the end of Shas, there are a few Masechtas, they're called Masechtas Ketanas, Brises, Masech Tekala, Masech Tesoifrim, Masech Tederech Eretz. Not many people learn these things, and if this a person who even knows that, that's a Talmud Chacham. Taisa says Masech Tekala means somebody who knows Hilchos Yontif. Usually people don't know Hilchos Yontif that well, because they only learn it when it's Yontif. This person even knows those things. Vam Rabbi Yochanan. Who's a Talmud Chacham that people of the city have to support? Somebody who doesn't care about anything else, just sits and learns. However, says the Gemara, that means even though we have to support this person, doesn't mean that we have to just give him money without any limit. We have to make sure that he has bread. He has to have what to eat. Doesn't have to have luxuries. And the Ratvaz and the Rechayim both say in the Tshuvas, from here is the source that every city has to support Talmid Chacham who sit and learn. Who's a Talmud Chacham? Kol Sheshayin LaYisrael B'Kol Halacha B'Kol Makom V'Omrei. He can answer any Shaila. L'may Nafkamina. L'mnuya Panas El Tzibur. If you just want to make him the president of the shul, if he knows one mesechta b'asrei, so he could be the head of a local community. But if he knows everything, then b'reish mesifta, then he could be Rosh Hashiva. So the way the Hagos Re'eim explains the Gemara is like this. Until somebody learned through Shas, he can't be put into any position of authority. After somebody learned through Shas, it depends. If he could answer where he's learning, he could be the president of a local community. If he could answer everywhere, he could be a Rosh Hashiva. But the Chazanish says, when the Gemara says that he could answer in one Masechta, he could answer everywhere, it doesn't mean that any question you ask him, he could immediately answer. Because it's very difficult to be in such a madrega that everything you ask you, you should remember on your fingertips. It means that you know where to look. A person is considered a Talmud Chacham that when you ask him a shaila on any subject, he knows where to look for an answer. That's considered a Talmud Chacham. Now, before we had that, we spoke about the Klei Banoim. So till now we've explained what a Banoim mean, Talmid Chachamim. Rav Shimon ben Lakish has a different definition of Banoim. He says, El Klei Halorian, these are the clothing, they used to have such towels, such bathrobes, that the attendants used to give to the Choshva people when they came out of bathhouses. Habar Medenes Hayoim. Lememra asked the Gemara, the Chivrininu. It must be that you consider them white, because we're talking about a stain. If they're not white, then you wouldn't notice a stain. Asked the Gemara, Vamle Rav Yane Labonov. Rav Yane has told his children, Bonai, my children, Atak Baruni, do not bury me. Loi Bekelim Levonim, not in white shrouds. Loi Bekelim Shcherim, not in black ones. Levenim, why not white? Shem Eloi Eska, maybe I won't be worthy of sitting in Olam Haba between the tzaddikim. I'll be sitting with Rishon. So if I'm wearing white and they'll all be wearing black, it'll be very unbecoming. Shchayrim, on the other hand, don't put on black. Maybe I will be identified as a tzaddik. I'll be sitting with the tzaddikim. They're all wearing white and I'll be wearing black. Put on me these kelim alarayim, which we'll see. They're red. They're not black and not white. So what are you saying? How could you say that banoim kelim habanoim means the kelim alorian are red, and the kelim that we're talking about must have been white? Answers the Gemara, loy kasha. Haba glimi haba levushi. There were two begodim that they wore. The low inner one was white, and the outer one was red. When we're talking about a stain being noticeable, we're talking about the one worn closer to the body. So yesterday we learned in the Mishnah, let's just review. Yesterday we learned in the Mishnah, Machloikas of Shmuel and Akiva. Again, let's just review. In their calendar, Yom Kippur could come out on Friday, Yom Kippur could come out on Sunday. In our calendar, that can't happen. So the Mishnah discussed what... Now, everybody agrees that if Yom Kippur is on Friday and you have the kabbonis that were brought on Yom Kippur, and whenever they brought kabbonis, the night after the carbon was brought, they used to burn the fats, the chalovim. The fats of the carbon of the kabbonis from Yom Kippur from Friday may not be burnt on Friday night in Shabbos. Why? Because Shabbos is a higher kedusha than Yom Kippur. Since Shabbos is a higher kedusha than Yom Kippur, you can't take Yom Kippur kabbonis and burn them on Shabbos. Does Sfarim explain why Shabbos is a higher madrega than Yom Kippur? Stam, it's a good lesson. Yom Kippur we serve Hashem by fasting. Shabbos we serve Hashem by eating and drinking. It's a much higher madrega to serve Hashem when you're eating and you're drinking than when you're fasting. But that's Friday. That's when Yom Kippur is on Friday. What about when Yom Kippur is on Sunday? Are you allowed to burn the leftover fats from the kabbonis of Shabbos on Yom Kippur? That we had in Mishnah's Machloikis of Rav Shmuel and Rav Akiva. Rav Shmuel says you may, they were allowed to. Rav Akiva says you're not allowed to. Our Gemara is just right now going to explain where they get their Machloikis. The Pasuk says regarding the kabbonis on Shabbos, Oilas Shabbos b'Shabbatoi. You're allowed to bring the carbon oil of Shabbos every Shabbos, which the entire pasuk is an extra pasuk, because the pasuk already teaches us that you're allowed to bring the kabbonis of Shabbos and Shabbos. So the question that the Gemara begins with, the implied question is, what does this pasuk of Oilas Shabbos b'Shabbatoi teach us? Also, what everybody agrees is that the words Oilas Shabbos teach us that you're allowed to do something. And Shabbatoi, that oy is a limit, and it's coming to limit something. Now the question is, what is it teaching us? What is it adding, and what is it deducting? Tana Bonan begins the Braisa. Oy le Shabbos b'Shabbatoi, limer al chel v'Shabbos shekrevim Yom Kippurim. The kabbonis from Shabbos can be brought on Yom Kippur, which is Sunday. Yochel afshe Yom Kippurim b'Shabbos. I would say even the kabbonis from Yom Kippur, which is on Friday, I should be allowed to be makrov in Shabbos. Tamloim b'Shabbatoi, that not. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva Oima, Oyla Shabbos b'Shabbatoy. What does that teach us? Limar al chilas Shabbos shekrev b'yontif. That if Yontif is on Shabbos, on Sunday, you could bring the leftover kabbonis from the fats on Yontif. Yochel af b'Yom Kippurim. Even if Yom Kippur is on Sunday, you should have the same halacha. You could be able to burn the leftover fats from that carbon. Tamaloyim b'Shabbatoy. That not. Kshetim Tzolayim, says the Gemara, what is the machlokes? The divrei Rabbi Ishmael, the dorm and the davus kreim b'yontif. There's another machlokes. On yontif, we certainly have to bring the kabbonis that is supposed to be brought on yontif. But also, are you also allowed to bring the kabbonis that somebody had the volunteer to bring a carbon and he wants to bring it on yontif? Is he allowed to? Says the Gemara. Rabbi Ishmael holds that you're allowed to bring the dorm and the davus on yontif. So if you're allowed to bring the dorm and the davus on yontif, you're certainly allowed to bring Kabbonis from Shabbos on Yontif. So v'chi yitzukro. So what does the pasuk by deduction teach us? It must be teaching us the Yom Kippurim, that you can bring even the Kabbonis of Yom Kippur. However, the divrei Rabbi Akiva, nidarim v'nidavos ain't kreiv b'yontif. You're not allowed to bring the dharma davos on Yontif. So I would think, just like you're not allowed to bring the dharma davos on Yontif, you're also not allowed to bring the Kabbonis of Shabbos of Yontif, the Chiyitzrakra, that's what the pasuk teaches us, Lemishri the Yontif, that you are allowed to bring the Kabbonis of Shabbos and Yontif, even though you're not allowed to bring the Nadarim and the Davos and Yontif. Says Rabbi Kivega, everybody obviously agrees that Shabbos and Yom Kippur, we have a machlokes. Are they equal or is Shabbos greater? That's machlokes of Shmuel Rabbi Kiva. But Shabbos and Yontif, it's obvious that everybody agrees that Shabbos is greater than Yontif. Says Rabbi Kivega, that's why the halacha is our Mishnah connected to machlokesin. The machlokesin of the shail of chaylev and the shail of mekaplim begodim. Could you fold your talis? Could you flow your clothing? So Rabbi Kivega says that even somebody who didn't leave an erev tavshilin could fold his clothing on Friday, which is yontif, in order that he needs those clothing on the next day Shabbos, even without an erev tavshilin. Because it's no worse, because the Mishnah says Mekaplim Begodim and Chelov and the Din of Chelov go together. Am Reb Zeira, says Reb Zeira, Ki Avinu BeBavel, when I was in Bavel, Hava Amri, I used to say, Hada Tanya, Yom Kippur Mishchalias Erev Shabbos, if Yom Kippur comes out on Friday, Loi Hayotaken. Usually, as we're going to learn in the Sugya now, on Friday they used to always blow six specific tekiyas to tell the people to stop working. So he says, if it came out on Friday, they didn't blow. Over Matzi Shabbos, on Matzi Shabbos, lo yom avdilin. That means like this. If Shabbos is Shabbos. If Yontif is Sunday, Matzi Shabbos, so we make Havdalah. We don't say Amavdal ben Kodesh l'choyl. We say Amavdal ben Kodesh l'koydesh. What is if Yom Kippur is on Sunday? So he says, then we don't make any Havdalah, we don't say anything. Divrei Hakel here. So I thought everybody agrees to that halacha. Ki selikten lahasam. However, when I came to Tzisrael, ishkachti li Yehuda berei de Reb Shimon Pazi. I met Reb Shimon Pazi, the Yos v'kama, Reb Kiva hi. This is only according to Reb Kiva. The Reb Shmuel, since if according to Reb Shmuel, Kiva d'amar Reb Shmuel holds, as we just finished learning, the tchel v'shabbos, krevim b'yom kippurim, that you are allowed to bring Chel v'Shabbos on Yom Kippur. So it says Liska. They should be allowed to blow when Yom Kippur is on Friday. Keheche del Hevi Yadi del Chel v'Shabbos Krei b'Yom Kippurim. What does that mean? It means like this. This year, Yom Kippur is on Friday, and the day after is Shabbos. So certainly you're not allowed to blow Shofar. They're certainly not allowed to bring the Chalavim from Yom Kippur on Shabbos. That we said everybody agrees. Next year, however, what may happen? When will Yom Kippur be? Yom Kippur will be Sunday. According to Rabbi Shmuel, I should blow shofar this year on Friday Yom Kippur to show that Yom Kippur is less than Shabbos, in order that next year when Yom Kippur comes out on Sunday, I should know and I should remember that I'm allowed to bring the Chalavim on Shabbos on Yom Kippur. Because they're not going to bring the chalavim, they'll let the chalavim be nicer. Taisu says, Taisu asks you a question. And I told him that if that's the reason you should blow, that's not a good reason to blow the shofar. Why? Kahanim's reasoning. Who is this relevant to? It's relevant to the kahanim. They bring the kabbonis. Kahanim's reason. They're zealous. You don't have to worry about them not doing it right. Amalei Makshish Bereid Rav Chizkel Rav Ashi. Mi Amin Kanim's reason hein. Do we really subscribe to that? Vatnan. We spoke before that every Friday they used to blow the shofar. From where did they blow? So the Mishnah says in Masechet Sukkah that in the Beis HaMikdash they blew the shofar every day 21 times. On Friday they added 6 more tekiyas. Shloish lahaftos l'am melacha. 3, the purpose was to tell the people they should stop working. Shloish lahavdam ekadosh l'chol. And 3 were there to tell the people now it's Shabbos. Now if Kohanim's reason hein, and we don't have to worry that they're going to do the wrong thing, so why are we blowing the shayf in the Beis HaMikdash? We don't have to worry about the Kohanim working on Shabbos. Answers the Gemara, that's not why they blew it there. To the Amar Abaya, L'shar Amad B'Rishlayim. Like Abaya said somewhere else, it refers to everybody else. Where does Abaya say it? So Rashi quotes like this. The Gemara says in Masechta Yuma that Hilni Amalka donated a golden candelabra to the Beis HaMikdash that was put in front of the door, and then when the sun shined on it every morning, that's how the people knew when this man Krishma was, that they should say Krishma. Says the Gemara that this wasn't relevant to the Kohanim, because since by that time the Kohanim already have to do the Avoida, the Kohanim say Krishma before this man. Who was it relevant to? To everybody else. So you see that you're doing something in the Beis HaMikdash which isn't relevant to everybody else. It's relevant to everybody else, not to the Kohanim. Here too, they blew the shofar in the Beis HaMikdash, even though the Kohanim themselves don't really need it, because Kohanim's reason ain't. They're blowing it there for everybody else. Karam Rabaya, L'sha'am D'Rishalayim. Hachinami L'sha'am D'Rishalayim. Ask the Gemara, V'litka, so the Gemara says another reason they should be allowed to blow. So this is the way we're going to explain the Gemara. The halacha is that on Yom Kippur, on Shabbos, on Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to wash vegetables. Most Rishonim explain that we're dealing here with a situation where you're separating the bad leaves from the good leaves, and it's a shaila of Boiru. Normally you're not allowed to do that. It's Boiru Midrabbanan, simply said. This is what we're going to learn. And you're not allowed to do it normally on Yom Kippur. But Chazal said, min mincha lamala, from the mincha time on Yom Kippur and on, you're allowed to do it. Now there's a very big machloikus. The Gemara says why. We'll have the Gemara soon. But b'nei agmas nefesh. There's a very big machloikus Rashi and other Rishonim what b'nei agmas nefesh means. Rashi explains b'nei agmas nefesh like this. It's Yom Kippur afternoon and you're hungry. The worst thing I could tell you to do is eat, or is to work with food. Because working with food will only get you more hungry. So Chazal said, work with food, because on Yom Kippur, there's a din of inui. We want you to feel the pain. By working with food, not being allowed to eat it, you'll feel the pain. The Steichemit says from this a very interesting psak la'aloch la'maisa. Most people don't pass in this way. He says, what do we see from Rashi's explanation of the Gemara? There's a specific issue on Yom Kippur of agmas nefesh, of being be'inui. So he says, in his time already, they had all these types of pills or medicines that people would take on Erev Yom Kippur that they shouldn't have a problem fasting. He says it's against the Gemara, because the Gemara says that there's an inyan on Yom Kippur to have agmas nefesh. Other Rishonim say, Pshat in the Gemara is just the opposite. It's Yom Kippur in the afternoon, and the person is very hungry, and we feel for him. But if you tell the person ready to start preparing supper, he won't feel so bad, because he knows, oh, the fast is almost over. So that's how they say agmas nefesh. So says the Gemara, we should be allowed to blow the shofar when Yom Kippur is on Friday to let the people know that they're allowed to wash the vegetable. The litka kehecha delayed the shori b'knivas yarek min amincha l'mala. And to the Gemara, Amar Rav Yosef, lefish ain't doich and shvus lahater. Really blowing the shofar on Yom Kippur is also, you're not allowed to blow the shofar on Yom Kippur on Shabbos. Why we want to give you a heter to blow? For a purpose. We only would do that, says the Gemara, when we'll teach you that you're not allowed to do something. To tell you allowed to do something, we wouldn't allow you to do something which you wouldn't be allowed to do normally. Rav Shesh Breder of Idi Amar, he says a different answer. Shvus kroiva hitira, shvus rechaika lo hitira. He says like this. washing the vegetables on a year when Yom Kippur is on Friday, there's no heter. Because they didn't eat raw vegetables. The vegetables that they washed, they would then cook Matzah Yom Kippur. This year, Matzah Yom Kippur, could you wash the vegetables? Could you cook the vegetables? No, because Yom Kippur is on Friday. So why are you blowing the shofar? In order to let you know that next year Yom Kippur, you'll be allowed to wash the vegetables, because next year Yom Kippur will be on a weekday when Matzah Yom Kippur you cook. They won't allow you to do something which you're not allowed to do. They won't allow you to blow the shofar to tell you that you're allowed to do something next year. Ask Tosfos the question that was asked earlier. Before we said that why did they blow the shofar, that why would they blow the shofar according to Bishmol on Friday Yom Kippur? Because next year Yom Kippur will be on Sunday, and you'll be allowed to, and you'll be allowed to bring the Chel v'Shabbos in Yom Kippur. But that's a shvus rochaik. And we're just saying now that only a shvus kroiv they were matter, not a shvus rochaik. So Taisha says there's a difference between here and there. Here we're being makel in order to cut vegetables. There's no isser involved, so there's no heter. There, there's an issue of nicer. If we won't burn the chalev that we're allowed to burn, the chalav that we're allowed to burn, they'll be nicer. That's why it's not considered a it's not just for a heter, and that's why even if it's a year later, we're allowed to do it. So that's what the Gemara is saying now. To blow the shofar on Yom Kippur Friday to tell you that you're allowed to wash the vegetables for next year, that they didn't do. Ask the Gemara, V'tanan, Yontav Shechal Yosarev Shabbos, Toikim V'loim Avdilin. If Yontav comes out on Friday, they used to blow the shofar that we spoke about before, but they did not make Havdalah. Matzah Shabbos, if it comes out on Matzah Shabbos, Mavdilin V'loim Toikim. They may have dollar, but they did not blow the shofar. So there's machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, what this tiki, Rashi and the Rambam, what this tiki is. Rashi learns that every Erev Yontif, just like every Erev Shabbos, they used to blow the shofar. Says this Mishnah, when did they blow it on Erev Yontif? When Erev Yontif is a weekday. But if Erev Yontif is a Shabbos, they don't blow. That's how Rashi learns. The Rambam learns like this, they never blew normally on Erev Yontif. They only blew on Matzoi Shabbos. On a regular Matzoi Shabbos, they also used to blow a shofar to let you know that it's Matzoi Shabbos. Says the Gemara, when do they blow on Matzoi Shabbos? When Matzoi Shabbos is a regular Matzoi Shabbos. But if Matzoi Shabbos is Yontif, you're not going to be allowed to blow. The Ramban says a third pshat. The Ramban says that normally they don't blow, not Erev Yontif, and not Matzoi Shabbos. But here I would think you should blow. Why? Because on Yontif you're allowed to prepare food. So maybe I should blow to tell everybody that it's already, Shabbos is over and Yontif began, and you can cook food. That's what the Mishnah tells us, that you don't blow. It's interesting also to note that the Mishnah Brewer says that even though now we don't have the Beis Hamikdash with the shofars, he says, but whoever accepts about himself the task of letting everybody know that it's Shabbos, so that would be, I guess, the Tekiah Shofar of now times. It's a school to have children who are Gedol Yisrael. Yontif Shechali is Erev Shabbos, Toikin V'loi Mavdilin. Matzah Shabbos, Mavdilin V'loi Toikin. V'amai let kekech de liadi de shari b'shchita, la'altar. They should know, they should blow, that, to tell people that it's Yontif and you're allowed to kechech, you could cook. El machvante k'reb Yosef. It must be that the real reason is because of it's a lein shvoich and shvus lahatir. The only reason here now here it's not a shvus for next year. It's a shvus for this year. So if it's a shvus for this year, we should be allowed to do it. It must be because it's a shvus to teach us a heter, to teach us that you're allowed to do something, and we're not going to allow you to blow the shayf on those pretenses. Amrav Zera, Amrav Huna, Vamalei Amrav Abba, Amrav Huna. Yom Kippurim Shechalis b'Shabbos. If Yom Kippur comes on Shabbos, also b'knivas yarek. Then, even though we said that normally in Yom Kippur you could wash the vegetables, when it comes out on Yom Kippur, when it comes out in Shabbos, you're not allowed to. Amrav Mana, Tanya Nami Hachi, Menayel Yom Kippurim Shchalis b'Shabbos. How do you know if Yom Kippur came out on Shabbos that even though normally Yom Kippur you're allowed to wash the vegetable, this year you may not? Shos b'knivas yarek, Tamalay m'Shabbosim, Shavos. Don't do something. Ask the Gemara, what is the pasuk teaching us? Laman. Ilem l'malacha, that the pasuk is not telling us you're not allowed to do any malacha. V'ksiv, loisasa ka malacha. You're not allowed to do any malacha. So I don't need to tell me this, I don't need to specify shvois. alav a knivus yerek shema mina. And the pasuk is teaching us that in this circumstance, even though normally knivus yerek is mutter, here it's not mutter. Amrav Chibar Abba Amar Rabbi Yochanan, he disagrees. He says Yom Kippurim shechalius b'Shabbos mutter b'knivus yerek. Ask the Gemara Meisvei, we just learned the Brisa, Mnali Yom Kippurim Shechalius B'Shabbos, Shos B'Knivus Hayarek, Tamalayim Shabbos, Shavois. And we explain Lamai. Ilayim L'Malacha, that you're not allowed to do real Malacha, like harvesting vegetables, Rashi explains, V'Ksiv Lai Sasaka Malacha, Ela B'Knivus Hayarek. So we say that you're not allowed to do Knivus Hayarek when Yom Kippur is on Shabbos. How could Reb Yochanan say you may? Says the Gemara Loi, Loi L'Malacha. The pasuk is referring to malacha. We asked malacha. We already know from the pasuk of loisaska malacha. Lava la be esay veloisase. That besides the loisase for doing a malacha, you'll be over an essay. Ask all the rishonim. So Rabbi Yochanan was able to explain the pasukim, and that the pasukim should not be a problem. Why Knivus Hayarek is mutter even when Yom Kippur is on Shabbos? But we had a brisa. The Brice explicitly said that Yom Kippur Shechalius B'Shabbos also be Knivus Hayarek. What's Rabbi Yochanan going to do with the Brice? So there are two Mahalchim the Rishonim. One Mahalchim the Rishonim is Chiddush, that Rabbi Yochanan is allowed to argue on a Brice. Since he was such a prominent Amira, he's allowed to argue on a Brice. Another Mahalchim the Rishonim is there are two types of Knivus Hayarek. There's Knivus Hayarek, which is a Doraisa, which is Toichin, cutting vegetables very small. It's called Toichin, and that's the Raisa, that's what Rabbi Yochanan says it's Asur. That's what the Braisa says is Asur. When the Rabbi Yochanan says Knivus Hayarek, he's talking about just washing them, which is the Boyer the Rabbanon, that's what he's saying is Mutter. Tanya Kavasa Rabbi Yochanan, and there's another Braisa that agrees with Rabbi Yochanan, Yom Kippurim Shechalius B'Shabbos, Mutter Knivus Hayarek. V'yom Rabbi Chibar Abba, Om Rabbi Yochanan, Yom Kippurim Shechalius B'chol, and Yom Kippurim comes out on the weekday. So just like we explained that you're allowed to do Knivus Hayarek, so to Mefatsim B'Agoizim, you could crack nuts, Mefatsim B'Remoinim, and you could open up pomegranates. The Svarim say, why dafka these two things? Because Agoizim, we know, is B'Gematri Yechet. So Mefatsim B'Agoizim, you're allowed to break the Averis, that's Yom Kippur, or Remoinim, the Gemara many times uses Remoinim as the paradigm of Klal Yisrael, Shemaleim Mitzvois, Kerimoin, that Klal Yisrael, every Jew, Rekonim Shabbai, even the smallest Jew, is full of mitzvahs. So that's why we use Remoinim and Agoizim on Yom Kippurim. Min HaMincha L'Mala, Mebnei Agmas Nefesh, like we explained before, the Machloik is what Agmas Nefesh means. The Rabbi Yehuda, Menakvi Karva. In Rabbi Yehuda's home, they used to clean cabbage. The Bay Rabba, in the home of Rabba, Gardi Kari, they used to scrape, they used to peel cucumbers. However, Kivin the Chazadav Kamacharfi, that they saw they were doing it even earlier, because the whole heta that we've been learning in the Shir is Min HaMincha L'Mala, and they started doing it too early. I'm like, Asa Gertim Marava, we just received a letter from Eretz Yisrael, Meshmeid Rabbi Yochanan, the name of Rabbi Yochanan, the Asa. So what the Mefarshim explained is like this. They never got such a letter. There was no such letter. They themselves made the decree, but they knew that people have a hard time sometimes listening to their own Rabbonim. But if you bring a letter from Chutz Laaretz, from Eretz Yisrael, the Gedolei Eretz Yisrael wrote something that people have more of a time, have an easier time accepting. So they said that they got that letter to get the people to follow the Gzeira. It's interesting that the last Tosfos of the Perek says that we know that the Minig is that in Matzah Yom Kippur we blow Tkiyah Shvarim Truah Tkiyah. So he says, why? So he says, most people assume because it's Seichel Yovel. Because whenever Yovel came out on the Yom Kippur of Yovel, they used to blow the Shofar Matzah Yom Kippur that all the Avodim should go home. Kross from Dror, Ba'aretz Achol Yishver. Taisha says, Yovel was only once every 50 years. So he says, the reason they used to blow the Shofar on Matzah Yom Kippur is to tell everybody that the fast day is over, and people who can't fast should not be prolonging it. They should eat right away, and that they should go home, and Matzah Yom Kippur is a yontif, and they should go home and could cook a yontif, and everybody should know that it's a yontif because Klal Yisrael will have a mechila v'slicha kapara. Hadron loch, feilik sham hamlo, feilik sham hamlo, feilik sham.